It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So this is kind of strange. Pink is canceling a bunch of her shows for a family medical emergency.
Oh, no.
She had canceled a show, I don't know if it was a few days ago or last week, saying she had a sinus infection, but she rescheduled it for...
A month later.
Oh, she's cool. Like, I will be there. We'll redo the show.
Yeah.
Well, now she's canceled multiple shows, saying she has to go do something and handle a family medical emergency, and she's so sorry and has not rescheduled the new ones yet. So this could be a million things.
Are we speculating? Because I'm ready. I got my
opinion. Okay, it could be an old family member having health issues.
Could be a young family member having complications. If she was just sick, you pass it along.
That's what I'm saying. It could be somebody young. Or my other thought, well, a lot of people I know is mental health stuff. A lot of people have to deal with kids stuff. They have to take breaks because somebody close to them is going through something mentally.
Life ain't easy.
Deal with that. You never know. So it could be so many things. It could be something physical. It could be something mental.
Right.
You don't know with a family emergency anymore.
Well, and I mean, not to go dark, but remember with Jamie Foxx, all of a sudden it was
a medical
emergency.
A stroke.
Nobody said nothing. It was like, oh, just a family thing, family thing. And then bam, we find out later. So it's like, you can speculate in a million directions. I'm not going that way. But
you're saying it could have been her too.
Some people might have gone and was like, oh, maybe she had complications and doesn't want to disclose. Who knows?
Well, we hope Pink and her family are okay.
Prayers.
She just put up a picture of her and her dad this week, who he's passed away.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, hey, father, I saw you this week. You know, implying that he had visited her.
In whatever way.
In another realm.
Yeah.
So she posted that. Then these shows keep getting canceled. So something's going on. But she's been on tour for a while. She was in Milwaukee in August.
Yep.
So who knows? But wishing the best to Pink and her family. You want to go see Doja Cat in Miami? Well, you can. Just go to our website, 1037kissfm.com. We have a trip we're giving away right now. Just enter on our website.
I was hoping the contest was over.
It's not.
Dang it.
It's not.
Y'all lucky sons of guns.
Right?
Go enter.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Also got Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:45. And did you see what we got in the mail this morning?
What'd you get in the mail this morning?
We got a new bobblehead from the Bobblehead Hall of Fame Museum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This is our bobblehead?
Yes. They always send us new ones. And so thank you guys. They sent us the new, what is this, the Panthers one?
Milwaukee UWM, Panthers. Baby.
So that will go up in our studio with all the other bobbleheads to represent the city.
That's kind of crazy because yesterday, out of all randomness, I met one of the directors from like the UWM Osher program.
Oh, cool.
The fact that I met her yesterday got in tapped in. Blah, blah, blah.
It is weird, but we're in a city with a college that holds thousands of people. So it's not too weird you met someone from UWM and Rhea. It'd be weird if you met someone from like Hawaii.
It was at the gas station that I wasn't supposed to be at a time I wasn't supposed to be at and got called out for what I wasn't supposed to be called out for. And then all of a sudden she went, oh, you're on the radio? That's crazy. We should connect.
Funny.
Like it was weird.
Yeah. Well, now we got a Panther head.
Bobblehead.
So that's cool. So thank you to them. I like it. And people don't realize the Bobblehead Museum is downtown right by Collectivo.
It's like one of those gems that you're
in
like,
the third
what?
Ward. You don't even know it's there.
It's so cool because you don't think about bobbleheads being fascinating until you're in a room full of them.
There's thousands. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. So thank you to them for that. Okay. How about coming up next? We talk about who hung up on you because I cannot believe somebody hung up on you.
Boy, it was like a click situation and I've never been clicked on by this person.
Yikes. All right. I can't wait to discuss next. I want to know why she hung up on you.
Me neither.
103.7 Kiss FM. No, you did not hang up on me. It is on.
Thank you.
Somebody, the last time somebody hung up on me, I'm not going to lie, I went a little crazy.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
It was in June. It was June. I'll never forget it. It was early June of 2023 and I went nuts.
Hey, summer crazy is different kind of crazy.
It is so disrespectful to hang up on somebody.
Man, especially when it's somebody you got care and love for. Mm-hmm. It makes it even worse. So
what happened?
It was last week.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with my mother.
Uh-huh.
And really, the topic of conversation isn't necessarily important, but I'll give it to you. We were talking about my cousin who is visiting from Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
She had gotten pulled over. And this happened in another state. They live in Illinois. Okay. She'd gotten pulled over because she didn't have her lights on.
Yeah.
There is a language barrier, which then prompted the cops to try to get an interpreter. Mm-hmm. They weren't able to do so.
Uh-huh.
Through course of action, they end up bringing my cousin into the station so that they can get an interpreter. She didn't have proper identification on her at the time, so they were kind of concerned on different angles, right?
They were like, what's going on here?
Everything was fine.
Yeah.
She got to go home. The car was good. Everybody's fine, right? But my mother calls me, frantically freaking out days after it happens, and wants information. She's like, this was an abuse of power. The police did this, blah, 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 and this, that, and the third. And I was like, wait, hold on. Let's process things. And she was kind of rolling off on a
tangent.
Your
mom was wound. Somebody got your mom wound up.
Thank you.
And now your mom's angry.
And now
she's
my mom's
calling
heated.
you, and she's calling you, and you're going, hold on. What are we all upset about? Okay,
she starts talking about something that is completely irrelevant to the topic. So I try to, in my politest way, to redirect, re-guide her back to the conversation.
Back to the issue.
And I go, Mom, that's irrelevant. Let's talk about what we're talking about now and what matters.
Which is your cousin from Columbia who got pulled over.
Thank you. Not somebody that's not involved in your life anymore.
Right,
okay?
Right. She got it on a tangent. Okay.
To which she just cuts me off and goes, well, you don't have to shut me up like that. Click. Hangs up the phone. Mid-conversation, mid-sentence. I was still talking. She was still talking. She was just done with me.
Has your mom ever hung up on you?
Never.
Oh, hell no.
Never in my 30 years of life. And when my mom gets off the phone quick, it feels like a hang-up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a goodbye in there, right? This was a straight-up mad bleep you, click the phone, ain't called back kind of thing. I texted her and was like, that was rude.
Yeah, what the hell?
and almost called her back and gave her a piece of my mind, but I had to just calm myself and go, I'll be the bigger person.
Yeah.
I will be the bigger person.
Did it feel good to do that for once?
No.
Oh,
it felt terrible. I was on 10, 12 even, but I was ready to go.
Ass and you had to be calm and be the grown-up in it. I know.
Had to be the grown-up with my mother.
I know. Welcome to it.
Wife looks at me because she was in the room when I was on the phone with my mom, and she shockingly looks up and goes, did your mom just hang up on you? That's how abrupt the conversation ended. Just,
right.
And I go, I think so.
You're like, what the heck?
So what do? I call my little sister.
Yeah. So you call somebody. I love it.
Call a sibling. Yep, hey, yep. G. Little sister Angelica.
My mom's on this.
I call her G. You know, Angie. Just short for AG. Real quick, she's at work too. I'm like, I don't care. I'm gonna FaceTime you. Boop. Has mom ever hung up on you? She's like, I mean, not like that. What?
Yeah,
what? Oh,
right.
My gosh. My mother has never done this.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, oh, are we doing this now? Oh, we hanging up on people now. Mm-hmm. Oh, we hanging up on family now. Oh, okay.
So disrespectful to hang up on people. It's
right.
Just juvenile and like it's a control thing. Then you have no control and they want control of the situation. So they hang up on you to have control. But then it just really makes everybody crazy.
Is that what it is?
It's got to be something like that. Like, you're not going to listen to me. Click.
Hmm.
I'm not going to put up with you anymore because you weren't telling her whatever she wanted to hear.
Well,
right?
She wanted me to agree and continue on the conversation and start on this tangent with her. That was distracting from the actual matter of fact that we needed to focus on.
You know what I think is interesting? Though the older you get, and maybe it's not the older, it has something to do with age, it has to do with the person and how many things they have going on. Other things are what becomes more important to you depending on how much you have going on in your life and what is important to other people, right? So your mom is this is her big issue of the day, and you're like, I got a baby on the way, I got a job, I got a 2-year-old. Like, you're like thinking to yourself, if this isn't important, this is stupid. You're trying to redirect.
Let's get back to the important.
But if people are communicating, mm-hmm. and they have, you know what I mean? It's all perspective.
And she felt like it was the most important thing to tell me how it was related. related when it really wasn't.
It just didn't matter.
It didn't matter, so I tried to redirect, and when I tried to do that, she, like, lost it on me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was like the world had finally crashed, and she went, fine, forget me then.
Ah! She just wanted somebody to hear whatever she had to say and not say a word.
You want to hear the kicker?
Yeah.
So I called my little sister yesterday.
Yeah, right? You call your little sister.
Again, to check in. I was like, so what's up? How's it going? And mom said anything? And she went, no. She hadn't even made a mention.
Nothing.
Like, I even brought you up, and she acted like nothing happened. So I tested the theory. I called.
Yeah.
Pretended like nothing happened at all.
You called your mom.
Mm-hmm. I called my mom. And we just had a regular talk. And in my head, the whole time, I kept wanting to bring it up. But at the same time, is there a need? Because I can't remember the last time I really hung up on somebody. I've never understood that because I feel like it's disrespectful.
It is.
And when I have, I was looking to be disrespectful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In those cases. So in my head, I'm like, when was the last time you done hung up on somebody or been hung up on? And why? Because this didn't make sense to me. This sounded like an overreaction.
Well, it was. She didn't have the emotional capacity at that moment to calm down and just say, you know, she couldn't redirect her own emotion. She was emotional.
True.
And you weren't telling her what she wanted to hear. So she hung up on you. And then she didn't want to apologize for hanging up on you. So she acted like nothing happened. You're welcome. I'm done.
That's why.
Therapy's free today. You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
Honest to God. Of course, she's not going to bring it up because then she'd have to apologize and say, I acted like a child and hung up on you. She can't bring it up.
No, she couldn't bring it up whatsoever.
She's in the wrong.
Nah, you're right.
See what I mean?
Well, and so, she is in the wrong.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, I've done this. It's called, I don't want to take accountability, where I just act like nothing happened and I move on with my life. Even I've done this. I feel your mom. I can read her right now.
Deflect.
Because I've done it.
Deflect.
100%.
Deflect.
100%. You're like, nothing happened. Hey, how's it going? Because you don't want to talk about what happened.
You don't want to talk about mamas.
I'm sorry that your mom hung up on you.
It's okay.
It's kind of funny because you guys are now fine and everything's normal.
No, she's fine and everything's normal. I ain't said nothing.
1-414-533-1037. If anybody wants to share any hang up stories, otherwise, let me know. I need the update on your mom as this continues. Everything's fine though now?
I mean, according to her, it is. I'd kind of like to bring this up and talk to her about it, but I don't want to do it over the phone. I'd like to attach this in person, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, mom, if you're listening, don't hang up on DZ anymore. You're not her little boo thing today. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Here we are.
You need a coat this morning.
That's something like that.
And I only know because I forgot one. And I have a sweatshirt on and sweatpants, but I got in the car and I went, it is 37 in my car. I should have brought a coat today.
Did your car give you the ice warning too?
No.
My car, anytime it's below 39 degrees, goes, ding, ice possible. And I went, ding, better not be.
You know what? My old car did that. Now I'm wondering why the new one doesn't, because I got this one in spring, remember?
Huh.
I haven't really been through a winter yet.
Oh, but maybe it's not cold enough for your car to recognize it. It's definitely cold enough for mine, though.
Listen, just get a coat.
Yeah,
it's
for real.
It's a little chilly today.
Tidbit nibbly, y'all.
Don't worry, it'll be hot by this afternoon.
It really will be.
Because October.
It's going to be sunny later for like the rest of the day, apparently.
We always talk about trends with tech on Tuesdays, though. All brought to you by Wendy's. You can download the Wendy's app today. And I wanted to talk about something I learned about tech.
What'd you
from
learn about
a
tech?
Listener slash friend of mine.
Oh, this is your Tech Tuesday.
Well, I mean, we can both be part of this one because I had no idea. You know, my cable guy, Matt.
Yeah.
He listens. He's the one that went and fixed my hanging wire a few months ago.
That's right. If you were listening.
Yes. Thank you, Matt. And he texted me the other day and said, because I said I downloaded an app to figure out what certain plants were.
I remember you saying that.
Because I have all these weeds in my yard.
And you want to know what's what and how to take care of it.
What am I supposed to be picking?
Yep.
What is this plant I have in my yard that I've seen for 10 years and have no clue what it is?
Good plant or bad plant?
Just curious.
I want to know.
So when I was talking about that on the air, he messaged me and he said, you don't need an app. He said, you can do it with the iPhone. If you take a picture of a plant, it will tell you what plant it is. I said, get the hell out of here.
Nah.
I said, you're full of it, dude.
Nah.
So what did you and I do?
We tested the theory.
We went outside. I took a picture of a literal weed.
For real.
In the rocks.
Right outside of work. Right outside the radio station.
And then after I took the picture of the weed, I clicked on the photo and there's a little I button at the bottom of pictures on the iPhone. The info
button on the bottom damn right. Yeah.
I clicked on the info button on at the bottom of the picture, and sure enough,
it tells you the plan.
It Googled it for me. I couldn't believe it, and it was right.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Well, because that's the
thing. It looked just like the weed I took a picture of. I was like, oh my gosh.
That's the problem. Is like I never know how to trust those things and those sites because they could tell you it's a completely different plant, and you're not doing the right things to get rid of it or take care of it. Right?
Did you know that, though?
No, I ain't know that. You know how much I would have been taking pictures of plants?
Well, now I'm wondering, can I take pictures of all kinds of things? And if I hit the info button, it's going to Google it for me? I'm wondering.
Oh.
Pretty genius, though.
That is smart. If it just has smart technology where it automatically Googles info about whatever you're looking at.
And you know what's so funny? It's so cold and frosty this morning. Somebody's out there trying to take a picture right now, running outside in the frost.
Like, really? I got to see.
Let me take a picture and everything's frosted over. Good luck.
You press the info button, it says snow.
Seriously. So he wasn't kidding. I'm not saying it's right, but it definitely, if you take a picture of a plant or whatever, and you hit the info button on the picture on the iPhone, it does Google it for you, what the plant is, and I'm blown away by that.
Might as well delete that app then, because you don't need it.
You're not wrong. Delete! What would DZ do? Coming up next. Get ready.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Ah, we're here with the advice. We didn't say it was good advice, but DZ will try his best.
All we said was advice. And yeah. I didn't say I'd try my best either.
All I know is I read that the husband brought a puppy home and she didn't want it. So what?
Yeah. So
start from the top, shall we?
They want to be held anonymous. They're in our Kissmas Protection Program. So give them a name.
Ashton.
Ashton. We know an Ashton.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. That's one of our dear friends. Friends, man.
Yeah, boy or girl?
Girl.
I know both. So I know boys and girls named Ashton.
Oh.
I know both.
Huh, interesting.
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, hello? Duh. Well, I don't know him personally. We fell out a few years ago. I don't know him anymore.
I mean, there is a famous person named Ashton.
I don't think of famous people very often.
But Ashton is the subject.
Ashton, she wrote in today and said, my husband brought home a puppy and I don't want it. So
yeah.
She said she had dogs growing up. When she moved out on her own, mm-hmm. it was easier to just not have that restraint of time having mm-hmm. to take care of a dog. Her husband, on the other hand, has never had a dog, so he has no idea how hard it actually is.
Hold on. He never had one yet. He brought it home. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm already on one. Go on.
That's usually how it goes.
Unbelievable.
Fast forward to the weekend. My husband comes home one afternoon with a poodle puppy. I was honestly pretty upset by it because we never talked about a puppy, and I'm not interested in having a dog or caring for her whatsoever. We both work long hours and are usually done, all caps done, by the time we get home.
Right.
How do you suggest I convince my husband to give the dog back? My fear is that I'll grow attached to her and not want to give her back, and I'd love to avoid that. Ashton.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you right now, my advice ain't good.
Yeah, I mean, because now you have a pet in the house that you give it back. It's like you're giving back an adopted pet.
Now you're a horrible person, right? Either way, somebody's about to lose.
Who brings home a pet without talking to everybody in the house about it?
My dad.
Oh, boy.
My dad did this.
Oh.
Yeah. He tried to bring home a puppy one time when we were kids. I never had a pet growing up. Yeah. My wife and I's pets mm-hmm. are all of my first pets in life.
Okay.
Literally, the four pets that we've had.
What happened when your dad brought home a dog?
So my dad brought home a dog one day. I never even saw the dog.
How old were you?
I was like 12, maybe.
Got it.
Right? We were young. My little sister, 8 years younger than me, so she was a kid. So it would have been her dog, right?
Oh, God. You can't give a kid a dog. They won't take care of it.
Well, of course, it wouldn't have been
you
my sister.
You want them to, but right. they're not consistent.
No. And neither would I have been.
Yeah.
So my dad goes, oh, I was given a dog for free, and I got it kind of thing. And we were so excited. We're gonna get puppy. My mom literally looked at my dog. Looked at my dad, and went, "Oh, okay, that's cool. Bring that dog in the house. I'm leaving."
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We never saw the dog.
Yeah. When the dog was gone after that.
I don't even know what kind of dog it was. I swear. It was probably like a chihuahua or something.
She probably knew she'd be taking care of it, which is another discussion part, which is part of this discussion.
My mom wasn't interested in having pets.
Yeah.
She had pets growing up too. Similar situation to Ashton, but in her own time, does not care to care for them. She thinks they're cute from a distance, doesn't want them for herself.
Do you want to give your advice now or next?
Nah, I'll give it next.
Oh, good. And everyone else can too. 1-414-533-1037.
Yes, the one is important.
What would you do if somebody brought home a dog? What do you think Ashton should do? Can't wait to find out your advice next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem today is somebody brought home a dog without mm-hmm. telling anyone else in the house. What is wrong with you?
Ashton's husband's tripping, but
jeez.
With reason. He just wants a loving companion.
Well, He's about to be alone with the dog, let me tell you that much. DZ, what is your advice before we get to the callers?
I actually want to keep it short and sweet because, quite frankly, she's the problem in this situation. And I mean in the nicest way.
The one who didn't bring home the dog is the problem? Get out of here.
Listen, they've established their own life in adulthood, right? He's a grown man.
Yeah.
She's a grown man. Or a grown woman. Yeah.
Whatever. Adult.
That's what I mean.
Adult.
No, we're all grown men.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
She needs to allow him to go through this process. Whether he realizes on his own that they can't take care of the dog, she can't push that on him. He brought the dog home. That's his responsibility.
That's what I was going to say, but now you're gonna sit there and refuse to take care of it to teach him a lesson?
Nope.
But yet the dog's going to be staring at you.
She's going to fall in love with this dog.
That's what I mean.
Inevitable, and it's going to become a family member. She just doesn't want to go through it. She's trying to avoid it. She likes the life that she's currently living, and her husband wasn't happy with it. The only fault I see is that he didn't hit her up and go, hey, I'm bringing the dog home just so
That's
you know.
That's a big, hey, I'm bringing a responsibility home for you and I to take care of.
I'm bringing a fur baby home. Right.
It would be on if you didn't talk to me. Okay, so you say let it go.
Let it go.
Try it out.
Love the pet. Try it out. Let him realize all on his own.
Okay, well, Chuck's in Sturtevant this morning. I'm dying to hear what Chuck has to say. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning.
You ever brought a dog home or had someone do this to you?
Talk to us.
Well, not really a dog. So we were living together and we bought a house and I've been following exotic animals for a while and stuff. And this farm that I was following decided they were going to have a sale on animals that, normally people wouldn't have.
Yeah, come on. Some exotic animals.
Okay, Joe Exotic, what did you do?
He brought home a crocodile.
You did not. He did not. He better not have. What did you do, Chuck?
What'd you, Chuck?
So Chuck?
The sale came up, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to bite the bullet, and I bought a fox from this farm.
What?
Charles. Yeah. Charles. Charles. That's not okay.
Charles. Charles.
She wasn't aware of it at all, so I bought this thing, and of course she had to go pick it up and stuff, and I brought it up to her in a kind of surprise, hey, we're going to go drive 6 hours and go pick this fox up.
I would destroy him. Like, it would be on Chuck. I would never be like, oh, let's get in the car and go get the fox you just bought, you weirdo.
How mad was your wife? How mad was your wife?
Oh, she was a little unhappy. We have four cats already, and she was like, no, I was already at the point of no animals, but I just couldn't. Once I saw the picture, I had to. What?
Do you guys still have the fox, Chuck? Be honest.
You know what? Surprisingly, he just turned 2 years old, and yeah.
So he got the what?
What does the fox say?
Ring, 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 ring. I didn't even know you could have a fox as a pet.
Yep. You can have exotic animals as pets in Wisconsin. Yep.
He's correct. Yep.
Oh, Chuck, my boy.
Yes, it's been a great experience. It's very wild, but more domesticated than you think.
Oh, he's wild, an exotic animal. I can't believe it.
Hey, Chuck is saying try it out. Chuck's on my side.
No.
He's saying keep the dog. At least it's not a fox.
Keep the dog.
You guys.
But on top of the topic at hand, I do agree with you on what you were saying, that once she gets involved with the dog and things,
Chuck,
you can't go wrong.
DZ, can't go wrong.
Okay, Chuck, of course you agree.
Your call,
you
Chuck.
Brought home a freaking fox. You're like, I agree with DZ. Of course you do.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have a fox or a dog? Come on.
How about neither if I didn't ask for him? How about neither? And Fox is definitely not coming, okay?
He's bringing up valid points. We got to get him off the phone before I start looking up foxes online.
Congrats on being one of the most memorable callers of the week, though. Chuck bought a fox out of nowhere.
Chuck, we got to get you a theme song, and we already know what it is.
Chuck bought a fox on the internet.
Oh, no, don't tell me what does the fox say.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Yes, sir.
All right, bye, Chuck. Have a good day.
Talk to you later.
You too, man.
All right, let's go to Paige in Maguanago this morning and see what she has to share. Paige, I didn't know it was going to take a turn, and Chuck was going to talk about buying a fox on the internet.
And keeping it, too.
But what's your advice for Ashton, whose husband brought a puppy home she doesn't want?
I would disagree with DZ. I always tell people that having a dog is literally like having a toddler for life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Until they die.
Yes! Because
you constantly have to take them outside. Mm-hmm. You can't go on vacation without leaving them.
True.
You have to, like, board them up or have somebody take care of them while you're gone.
You have to pay for the vet. You have to pay for the shots.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay for everything every year.
Amputations, if and when it needs to happen.
Ding, ding.
Exactly. So, I would be gone so fast.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, bye.
No, it is a full-on responsibility. It's not like you can teach them to become adults and they feed themselves. You constantly take care of them for the entire 12 to 20 years of your life
so
that you commit to.
How does Ashton get her husband to get rid of the puppy then?
I feel like maybe just asking friends and family, like, hey, was anybody ever like considering adopting a dog?
Does anyone want to adopt a dog, or else I'm never sleeping in the same bed with my husband again? So what is the choice? Right,
well, or else I'm leaving the front door open at night. What's the choice?
Exactly. And I feel like this is kind of a controversial topic because people are really, really into their pets nowadays.
I know that's
like,
right.
I'm a millennial, and we like. This is a bad word for it, but I feel like my family was like disposable with pets. Like they were like, you know what? We don't really like you. You don't work for our family. Bye.
Yeah.
We'll see you later. But
I think
people
it depends.
Nowadays are really into their pets.
Like, well, Paige, it depends. It depends on the dog owners. But yes, it is much more obnoxious to having a pet nowadays. The amount of things you can do for the pet.
People carry their dogs in purses nowadays.
In strollers.
Right. Come on now.
You buy a stroller for your dog. What is they're in the wild. They're supposed to be walking.
Like I said, Ashton and her husband have a new pet. Thank you.
Oh, man. Jonas Brothers tickets coming up before 8 o'clock this morning. So make sure you don't leave because we've got those. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Good morning. As the kids say, keep it locked.
Keep it locked. That's exactly right. So I have to tell you that how did this game start between you and I?
I know exactly how this game started between you and I.
How did it start?
So one day we got breakfast because we're hungry like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I ordered it through DoorDash or something.
Yep.
I used an app.
All I wanted was bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon. You got me some bacon. You hooked it up. I appreciate you, fam. Love,
that's
man.
Right.
Thank you. Here's five.
I
you
ordered an omelet. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I got bacon as well for DZ. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I tried to give you $5. You said, nah. I put it in your purse, like hid it in your purse, and you found it and went, beep, 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 beep.
Yep. I went off. Mm-hmm.
And handed it back. So I was like, okay, cool. No worries. I'm going to just keep hiding it on you.
It's the money game that DZ and I have going right now. And I said,
find the five.
Take your money back. I don't want it. I bought you bacon. Move on with your life.
No, that's your bacon money, not my bacon money. So now it's both of our fives because we've created a fun little game called Find the Five, and you were the last person to hide this five.
Yep.
And I haven't found it. My flashlight's still on from looking just a second ago.
Let's
and everything.
Start at the top. So it started with DZ trying to give me the five. I said, go away. I bought you the bacon as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said you hid it in my purse. Mm-hmm. I found it. Where did I hide it next?
So then after you just gave it back to me. You
that's
were like,
right.
No, you hid it. So I was like, no, I'm going to hide it on you again.
And that's when it took a couple of months before I discovered that the five was right in front of me under my phone stand. I have a phone stand by my computer to put my phone up. I literally went, you've been hiding that five in front of me the whole time.
In your face.
Literally in my workspace.
It was like
months.
2 weeks. Yeah. No, it was
like
a while.
It was a month at least. It was at least a month. So I find the five.
And then you re-hit it again and hit it under one of my boards on this side over here.
I hit it where DZ, and something DZ uses every day, I hit it underneath.
Like another month goes by.
Nothing.
And then I find it. And then I get aggressive. I'm like, oh, this is how you want to play this game. I like to hide things. Bet.
And the funny thing is, every time we hide it, we forget until the other person finds it. We go, oh, I forgot I hid that there. So then I realize DZ has now hid the five inside of my microphone.
Mm.
I don't even know how you did this. You had it folded up so small.
I did origami as a kid.
It was crazy. So one day I'm minding my own business, and I realize the five is in front of me. I'm trying to pull this paper off of my mic, and I go, oh, it's the $5 bill.
It's not paper. It's paper money.
He's had it. I was about to yell at our engineer thinking they messed with my microphone.
And that was like 2 months that it stayed there. Yeah.
So then I pulled it off of the microphone. This is our money hiding game because neither of us will basically concede or give up.
We're finding the five and rehiding it.
So now I have hidden it again. Now it's my turn. It's been hidden for at least a week now. You've barely looked today.
It's been 2 weeks and I am still looking
right now. This is how
right
we know DZ's
now.
Broke. When he starts going for the five.
I need this five, y'all. Is there a rule we can go, hey, I need the five. I'll put another five in later.
It's petty cash. It's Allie and DZ's petty cash.
I need to get gas later. I need that five.
Well, you better start looking because it is definitely in this studio and it is definitely hidden somewhere and it could be anywhere. It's not like this room is that big.
You gave me zero hints. It could be in this room anywhere, high or low.
Not
maybe
telling you
or
where.
No.
Oh, next time he finds it, we will announce where it was and where I hid it last because I'm very proud of myself.
Oh, what's that right there? Oh, nope. That's just a piece of paper. Dang it.
I'm I'm not saying anything. I'm not looking anywhere. I'm looking down because I don't want to give any hints away. But DZ and I have a continuous game of hide the five, and neither of us will give up. So it's your turn to find it in the studio. Good luck.
Yeah,
you think you can
luck.
Do it?
No, I'm about to look now. Can I go, please?
Somebody texted in, is DZ a jerk for not accepting the gift of free bacon from Allie?
Fine, yes. We'll use it one day.
He is the jerk.
Because I don't think I am. I never agreed to this free bacon. I thought it was paid for the whole time.
Liar. Am I the jerk, though, is coming up next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Tammy wrote in today, didn't even ask to change your name, so I think she wants her family to hear this one. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh, standing on it. Okay.
Yep. You can always submit them to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Just email us. We can keep you confidential. You can be in the witness protection program. It's not a problem.
Or you can say it with your chest if you want. Go ahead. Do you?
Because Tammy didn't say use a fake name, so here we go. Dear Allie and DZ, I'm running to find out if I'm the jerk for no longer giving rides to my adult relatives. Here's my story. She's caught on. She's writing them just like we post them on Facebook.
Here's my story. Like, I love it.
Go, Tammy. She said, I'm a single grandma who works full-time and lives alone. I have relatives that I do activities with, such as family gatherings, movies, sports. Every time an event is planned, some of my relatives expect me to pick them up and drive them to all these events.
She's the matriarch. Got it.
Yep. These relatives all have valid driver's licenses and their own reliable vehicles. Mm. They don't drink. It's not a DD issue. Mm. Never once have I been reimbursed for gas or any other wear or tear on my vehicle. In fact, I've never even received a thank you. In one incident, a relative rammed my car twice with her shopping cart, leaving small dings. My cost for gas, oil, changes, tires has increased with the extra driving that I do for everyone. One of them also expects me to carry and load all her stuff she's bringing from her house to my car.
Grandma?
What?
Okay.
I have severe arthritis in my knees and feet, so this isn't easy for me. At one point, I even broke my foot and had to wear a boot on my right foot. They wouldn't drive me anywhere and expected me to still drive them. Ooh.
Hey, yo.
When we have family events, I would like to be able to leave when I want, but I'm always stuck staying longer than I want because the relatives who rode with me in my vehicle don't want to leave.
Right.
I told my relatives I will no longer be providing rides to adults who are able to drive themselves. I told them I will meet them at events.
Mm-hmm.
Some feel I should drive anyone who's related and wants a ride. I feel they're being cheap and lazy and are freeloading off of me. I don't feel like I should have to provide free Uber service for relatives just because we're related.
Ooh, Tammy.
What do you think? Am I the jerk? Dude, she's saying everyone just, it's like when you're a parent with a small kid and they don't appreciate you, but these are adults who don't appreciate you. They just go, well, you're the oldest, like you said, the matriarch of the family, and you're the mom or the grandma, so it's on you to take care of everyone.
You've always taken care of us.
You just do it without a thank you, and that's the way it should. No.
Right. Well.
No. Yesterday, I went nuts because I took my kids to the movies after school as a treat.
Yeah.
I didn't get one thank you.
Aww.
And I went, that's the kind of stuff I just want to thank you.
A surprise thank you would
I'll
be nice.
I'll take you more, but when there's no thank you, no wonder Tammy's fed up.
I feel that.
Right? Mm. You're like, just once.
Okay.
Just say thank you once.
Okay, well, hear me out.
Yes.
Hear me out, and I'm about to trigger you. Did Tammy do this to herself, not setting up the expectations earlier in life? Because now all these kids are grown. They went through a whole childhood, adolescence, preteen, teen, adulthood, and are now grown, going, but I've never had to say thank you. You just always did it. Like,
you
what?
Always took care of us, and now Tammy's tired.
And now Tammy's tired and going, can y'all do it? And
you're
they're going,
adults.
No, we don't know how. You've always taken care of us.
I think she did the right thing by standing up and saying, I'm not driving anyone anymore. She was doing it to herself until now.
Until now.
But now they're saying, but that's our grandma and that's our family.
Exactly.
And now she doesn't want to drive us. What a jerk. So now she feels guilty because she has always taken care of everyone. So you're not wrong. She did do this to herself for years by agreeing to take care of everyone. But now that she's had enough of being taken advantage of.
I mean, and all of a sudden just to say no, like you just cut everybody off.
But at the same time, would you ever not go pick up your family if they call?
No. I would always scoop family.
That's why this is such a dilemma.
I'm leaning towards a little bit of the jerk because there was no warning after like a 50-year period of just her always doing. You create an unrealistic expectation and then people hold you to that expectation. When all of a sudden you go, never mind. That's a little jerky.
Time to get him off the boob
for sure. I mean, but she did it to herself and respectfully, I wish she hadn't.
She was being a good mom and grandma all those years taking care of people.
Exactly. She put herself in this role and has always been this person. How do you now all of a sudden go, never mind.
And there's nothing weirder than your parents or grandparents being like, give me money for gas. Like, my parents never do that to me.
If anything, I'm getting out the car from getting a ride, and they're still giving me money.
That's what I'm saying, right? That's exactly right. Yes, we drive our parents into the ground, then we ask for more. much like Tammy feels right now.
I mean, really, obviously, can I say not the jerk? Sure. Sure, because she's feeling herself.
Well, she's standing up for herself.
Exactly.
Which is a positive thing.
But she did it too late. Mm-hmm. She did it too late, and that's why I'm saying yes, the jerk. You set everybody up on a lifelong mission to have you be their person, and now you don't want to be anybody's person.
Okay, I'm going to say not the jerk, because she's finally doing the right thing and standing up for herself, and I don't care how long it took her. She finally found the light and did the right thing. That's, maybe it just took a long time.
That's true.
Better to be doing something about the problem than just sitting there going, screw it, I'll let them continue to torture me.
Steamroll me, right.
I don't know. 1-414, because dialing the one makes a difference. That's the secret sauce, we realized.
Secret sauce,
if you couldn't get in, that's why. 1-414-533-1037. We are going to talk to you. You can text or you can call that number and tell us if you think Tammy's a jerk because she's refusing to give rides to her family from here on out.
FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, today's comes from Tammy, who did not ask to be anonymous. She said it with her chest, as ZZ says.
She said what she said, and she's standing on it.
Refusing to give rides to her family. Feels like they're taking advantage of her. She's been running everyone around for years. No thank you. No gas money. No help.
She's been the pack mule, but she allowed it to happen, man. And that's what I'm saying. You can't go a whole lifetime and let it happen, and then one day go, never mind.
Because now the adults are all ungrateful, like kids act.
And unprepared to take care of themselves because you never gave them the tools because he was always doing stuff
it's
for him.
It's called enabling.
Ooh,
wait,
that part.
We're fixing the... Never mind.
Stop.
Go to Allie in Milwaukee. We got to stop giving our opinion. Allie, good morning. I love your name.
Good morning.
Quality name.
Quality name, Allie. What do you think? Is Tammy a jerk for refusing to give rides to her family?
She is not the jerk. These are grown, able-bodied adults that she needs to cut the cord, set boundaries, and otherwise it's going to keep going on forever. She needs to... It's okay to set boundaries, whether it's family or not. Mm-hmm. Cut the cord and not the jerk.
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay.
Enough said. It's simple and sweet. Allie's like, they're adults, like you said.
I'm not arguing with two Allies today, okay?
Well, I'm scary enough on my own. Let's be real.
But this Allie says, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Allie, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you
later. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye. Let's go to Lindsay and Muskego this morning. Lindsay, good morning. She got her own theme song. Lindsay!
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Are you going to say jerk or not the jerk for refusing to give rides to her family?
I am saying jerk.
Lindsay, talk to us.
I can be solo on this island, but I think it's a jerk move just to cut people off from something you've done forever.
Mm-hmm.
If you gave them a warning, awesome, cool. But if they were expecting, hey, you know, you normally say you pick us up, we're needing a ride, and you don't give them ample time to figure something else out, that's a jerk move.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, and we say this like, screw it, cut them off. But at the end of the day, we both agree if your family calls, you show up usually. Even when my family's on my last nerve and I don't want to talk to them, I would show up.
Even when they're on blacklist, you know what I'm saying?
Honest to God, even when I'm so mad, I still would show up if there was something they needed.
My mom hung up on me, I still tried to call her.
I would guilt her the whole time and yell at her the whole time.
My mom still to this day says, if you are too drunk to drive home, if you need a ride ever, anytime, you call me. I've called her maybe twice in my entire adult life, and she comes with snacks. She comes with snacks.
Ooh.
She's like the best time when she takes this up.
That's why Lindsay's saying jerk, because her mom's still holding it down.
Well, and I'm calling an Uber if my kid calls me. Like, get your ass in an Uber and get home. I'm not leaving the house.
I'll track you.
Maybe I wouldn't pick up anyone at any moment, as I said that. It was a hypocrite of my own self. All right, Lindsay says jerk, and she is on her island. She does not care. You go, girl. Hold on. Thanks for calling, actually.
You
bye.
Too. Hey, I'm swimming to the island with her. You feel me?
All right, I do not. Patty is in Greenfield this morning, our tiebreaker. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Hey.
I don't know if you wanted to be the tiebreaker, but I see the text coming in. Somebody has said, not the jerk, sounds very self-aware, and it's never too late to set personal boundaries.
I hear that.
What do you think, though, Patty?
So, I agree. I am saying not the jerk.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, the reason I believe that she's not the jerk is because we actually have my son's grandmother on his father's side is in the same situation. Mm-hmm. So I've seen it happen, and she is getting older and she has a lot of health issues. Mm-hmm. And I think it got to a point where she was being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And you can see that she's no longer physically able to do these things, but she was still doing them. And it got to a point where she said, I can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there comes a point when, you know, these kids and, you know, grandkids should be old enough to see that.
Have some awareness.
I can take care of myself.
Have some
awareness. Awareness. Awareness.
We should be taking care of her.
Mm, it's awareness.
At this point,
yep.
We shouldn't be asking for her to be doing this anymore.
You know what? Somebody texted in, and it's so good. Patty, they said, burnout is real. Obviously, she has spent her lifetime people-pleasing, but at any point in a person's life, they can recover from those tendencies and start setting healthier boundaries for themselves. I love how they texted in. They said, at any point.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
She hit
her
wall.
It's never too late to have awareness and to say, I'm not okay with this. I'm going to set a new boundary, even if you've been putting up with it forever.
Yeah.
You can say, not anymore.
All right, fine, y'all. Well, you guys decided she's not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
So there you go. Tammy is not the jerk for refusing to drive her family around. They've been taking advantage of grandma, and she's done.
Okay, well, forget me then.
Yeah, forget that. I mean, seriously. We've got to do Jonas Brothers tickets, so don't go anywhere. We'll do them next.
Bad.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm holding.
I promise you, if you have to get out of the car, get the Odyssey app. You can listen to us that way, and you won't miss them. Or turn them on your Alexa. We're just waiting in the car, okay?
It's okay to be late to work a little bit.
I know. Tell me about it. 103.7 KISS FM. Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I don't know if you know this, but we do have prizes online. We're giving away Jonas Brothers tickets any second now.
Yeah, like coming up in like right now, basically.
Like right now. But if you go onto our website, if you don't win the Jonas Brothers tickets, you can always go on our website because we not only have tickets to see Adam Sandler at Fiserv up for grabs next month, but we also are giving away a trip to see Doja Cat in Miami. So when you're bored, you just go on there and you sign up to win a couple contests and move on with your life.
And if you really want to be like that, you could probably win Jonas Brothers and still win another one.
Oh, yeah. Somebody wanted to know yesterday, how many times can you win? As much as you want.
As much as you want.
I'm not going to punish you for listening.
Being cool like that?
You want to call in and try to win Jonas Brothers tickets? Fine with me. Call right now. 1-414-533-1037. Caller 33 is going to see them next month at Fiserv. Good luck. Oh, they're coming to town next month. Joe, Nick, Kevin, the other one, Kevin. The one nobody's in love with, Kevin. We just like him because he's a nice guy and a good dad.
I love Kevin. Get off my boy like that.
You're the only one.
That's my guy.
We like Kevin. We just don't want to date Kevin. That's all. We're not throwing our bras at Kevin. Just saying.
Somebody, Mike.
Jessica's in West Dallas this morning. Jessica, do you want to throw your bra at Kevin?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you.
My bad.
I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
Jessica.
Wait. Why are you excited? What do you think? You won or something?
Because I'm obsessed with the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, well.
Well,
thanks for calling.
Yeah, you were caller 32.
Just kidding. Jessica, yeah.
You're going
to see us.
Yeah.
Woo! Yay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Is Kevin really your favorite? Tell the truth.
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
She said it with conviction. No, but he's up there. He's top three for sure.
Is it Nick or are you weird? which one is your favorite?
It's Nick.
Nick's. Yes, honey. Okay. Well, you're going to see the Jonas Brothers, so congratulations. And I just want to let you know, Jessica, since you're calling from West Dallas, I live on the border of West Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
No shame in my game. I love West Dallas.
At all.
And my kids the other day called it Alice or something. And I go, what? And I go, West Dallas? And they were like, is that what it's the whole time? Because I call it Stallus.
Oh.
I go, you mean Stallus? Oh. They go, yes, Stallus. And I go, what? I go, you better know West Dallas, kids.
And don't confuse it with East Dallas, kids.
Like, what are you talking about? So West Dallas was a very big part of our conversation the other day. Jessica, so congratulations. You're going.
Yay, thank you.
She's like, great story, Allie. Don't care. Can I just have the tickets and get off the phone already?
Hold on, Jessica.
She's like my kids. She's like, cool story, bro. Can you stop talking?
Well, she's in Alice, so, you know, she probably just, that's just Alice mentality.
It's the Alice mentality.
It's the Alice in her.
Another chance to win tickets to Jonas Brothers again tomorrow. And I'm loving the new Selena Gomez right here. This is Single Soon. KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Tyga is trying to get physical and legal custody of the 11-year-old that he shares with Black China.
Tyga?
Tyga. Now he's trying to get their kid away.
Wow.
He asked the court to give her visitation rights, specifically that she'll get time with King every Friday after school to Sunday. So he wants to give her weekends.
Oh, okay, okay.
But he wants full legal and physical custody. Now, I know that she tried to sue the Kardashians, saying that they took away her show with Rob unfairly. She lost. They documented all this on the show.
I remember.
They went through a whole trial.
Yeah.
And she got nothing at the end. We're like, nope, sorry. So now, where are we at with this whole thing?
Well, recently, what I've been hearing is that she's like selling stuff off to make rent. Like, she's not doing well financially on her accounts and other people's accounts. So I can see why Tyga's going, I'm financially able to take care of our kids. Now's the time to go ahead and try to get custody, because she's going through her own issues right now that might be better served without the kids in her immediate presence.
Well, and we've kind of seen what a hot mess she is. And not just her, Rob.
Yeah.
I don't know about Tyga, but we know that those two were. And we've seen Khloé on the show kind of have the kid a lot. At point, they've made a joke that she's almost like a mother to Black China and Rob's child, which is not the kid we're talking about, but that just shows you how absent some of the parenting possibly has been, or not the healthiest. So now Tyga is trying to get his full custody of his kid with Black China.
I mean, I guess salute to Tyga for showing up and wanting to show out for his kids, but at the same time, like, oh, that's so tough to take a kid from the mother.
Ah! Well, that the kid will still see the mom on the weekends. I will say I've seen her trying to get fit, and she got everything taken out that she had done.
That is true.
And so I will say, if she's going to be sober and transform and have all these things, it's never too late to redeem yourself and change. So if that's what she's finally hitting rock bottom, and she has to lose her kid 90% of the time to get it together, and then she gets it together and comes back, that'd be great.
Fantastic.
Great. And I feel that way for anyone. Never too late to ask for help.
Yeah, true.
Never. DZ looked at me and said, you good? You sure you want to talk about this? I said, I'm sure.
Positive.
Thank you for asking, though, because this is one of the moments on the show where I'm going to get real vulnerable, because I have hidden this for years. I have been ashamed of this. And I finally decided today's the day I'm going to talk about it on the air. And there is a reason I've decided now, and I'll tell you next. But I don't have a lot of secrets.
No. I feel like you don't have any secrets, honestly.
But this one I felt like was a secret, and I felt like I was ashamed of it.
Was it a dirty little secret?
It was. Ooh. And I mean, to the point where I'm ready to talk about it. This isn't a trick either. This is a real thing I want to talk about next.
Give me the juice. Come on now.
I will after this song. I want to tell you something, big changes in my life based off of what I've been ashamed of for years. Tell you next. Don't buy me a drink. Well, you can if you want. 103.7 Kiss FM. I really am ready to talk about this.
Forget all that. Okay, spill the tea. Talk to me. Talk to me. Forget the drink.
Okay, so DZ, you already knew this secret about me because you've worked with me for many a year.
I've known you for years. Yeah.
Years. Like, you worked at the radio station since 2014 off and on.
You met me as a baby, yeah.
You were just a little baby intern. And so you remember seeing me outside of the building all the time at work.
Yeah, whether you're walking in or walking out.
I was very ashamed of this. Now, I don't want to say I completely hid it from the world, but I definitely feel like I tried to hide it from the world.
You didn't publicize it.
No.
That part. You ain't publicized.
No. I for years was a smoker, which blows people's minds to this day. I was just telling somebody this the other day. They went, you smoked? I go, for years.
Ooh, you was on a cigarette train.
I mean, if you can't tell from my voice, hello. But seriously, and I hid it, and I was ashamed of it.
Yeah.
And I quit here and there over the years because I had children, and I didn't want to smoke around them, obviously.
That part.
But then I got divorced, and it was very stressful, and I started back up.
Also that part.
Right. But I always hated it. I was always like, oh, I wish I could kick this, but I can't.
So even smoking cigarettes, you weren't a fan of it.
I hated it. I hated the way I smelled. I would hate the fact that I had to go through all of these steps to try to hide it. And what I mean is showering and washing my hair constantly before I would interact with people.
Spraying perfume
stuff
or whatever.
And trying not to make it nasty smoke with perfume smell, because that's even nastier. Let's be real. I was always paranoid about the smell, even though I don't smoke inside and never does my house smell because I smell, right?
Did I walk in and track it with?
Like, now I have a coat on. Do I need to wash my coat every other day because I'm so paranoid?
Maybe.
Are people gonna dating? I was afraid to kiss people. I would hide it.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't know when they kissed me. Hello. You know, I mean, it was like stuff like that, DZ, where it was so stupid.
I hear you.
And I would go to therapy and I would talk about it. And my therapist would say, Allie, anything you're ashamed of is, you know, that you hide, it creates shame,
yeah.
which then creates a spiral in your mind of, yep. not liking yourself because you're ashamed of something you're doing.
Wow.
I knew it was gross. I knew I didn't want to do it. And I knew I was embarrassed by it. And I knew I didn't want my kids to see it. But I would go to my doctor and my doctor would be like, Allie, they know.
They know.
I'm like, no, they don't.
Denial. Okay.
My doctor would be like, Allie.
Okay, Mama Bear.
My kids don't know. They don't know.
Did they know?
Of course they knew.
Of course they knew.
Of course they knew. So a year ago, I quit.
Hey.
And I quit, and I have not for a year smoked. And so I feel like, oh my gosh, it's been a year since I've smoked. Because a year ago, I was getting ready to have my surgery. I had lost all my weight. I was still smoking cigarettes throughout all of that. Embarrassed as hell, hiding it all. And my doctor at Alum said to me, Allie, you're not going to heal. The more you smoke, your healing is going to slow down.
Yeah, so you had to quit for the surgery.
I didn't have to. I wanted to.
Oh, okay. Well, it gave you the inspiration,
too. Because I was like, well, I don't want anything healing funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the surgery. I came out and never smoked. I never even thought about it. I don't know why.
You haven't craved nothing?
I went to a loom. I said, did you guys hypnotize me when I was under?
That's what I was going to ask.
I said, what the hell? I said, why did I come out and I've never smoked again? Not for a year. A year. I've been around it. I've been offered them.
Sure.
Nothing.
Not even like if you're out with friends having a good night and it's a late night.
It has changed my life too because now I'm not taking 10 minutes away from my kids in the middle of activities to go smoke.
Well, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 10 minutes there.
Like at work.
That adds
up. Think about it. The morning show would have been totally different. I'd be outside 10 minutes here and there. I'm not.
Allie would be like, oh, I'll be right back.
Hold on, DZ. I gotta go.
Do I got time?
Because listeners can't see that.
No, of course.
And they can't smell it. Well, they don't know.
Nor are you getting on air and going, I just had a cig break.
Yes.
Love me some squares.
So well, that's not good. Do I even want to talk about this on the air? And I go, yeah, actually I do. Because it's something that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
One, being ashamed of things.
Right.
And how you deal with it is not good for your mental health.
At
but
all.
Two, just celebrating like, oh my gosh, like it's been a year and I've felt nothing. Like I've been fine and I think we're good. And my kids love it.
Yeah.
They are proud of it.
Yeah.
And dating is smooth. I don't even... I'm like, oh, you want to make out? Let's go.
Kiss whoever.
There's not all this anxiety. It is. It was like all this anxiety building up. If I dated someone, I'd be like,
said,
oh, are they going to know?
Give me your face. I don't smoke no more.
Come here, cutie. So it changed my life in like all these positive ways, my quality of life.
Two things. One statement,
and
one
my health,
question.
And my health, by the way.
That
on
part.
Top
well,
of it all.
On the cherry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two things. One statement, one question.
Yeah.
First, I'm proud of you. That's amazing.
Oh, thanks.
A year deep. I mean,
I feel like we're good at this
point. So many things could have happened to have drawn you back into that habit, but they didn't. I think you're good this time. Because I know you said you quit a couple times before here and there. Now it feels real.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
now, because you've never even mentioned it really like that.
Isn't it funny? I feel like I never smoked. That's why I said, did they hypnotize me?
Right.
Because I feel like it wasn't even a part of my life. That's how gone from it I am.
Now,
you know?
My question. Here is my question.
Yeah.
How'd you even start? If you never liked
That's
it to begin
question.
With, if you went through so many times of like, oh, I hate this. I hate the smell. I hate the habit. I hate doing this. Da-da. How'd you keep going for so long? Well, but besides it being an addiction. Addicting, nasty habit. No trash at anybody that smokes. We know plenty of people that do, but how'd you even start?
This is a great question, and I know exactly why and how it started, and I'll tell you next. How about that?
Oh my gosh.
How about that? And I see your text coming in. You can always text 1414-533-1037. We'll read those next too. Kiss FM. It's definitely a bad idea to smoke. Someone's in their car smoking right now. I'm like, bad idea, right? Yes. 103.7 Kiss FM. I am talking about something I have never talked about on the air openly before, which is that I was trying to hide for years that I smoked, and I don't smoke anymore. I quit a year ago now.
Wow.
And what triggered this all was that I quit right before my surgery. I came out of all my surgeries where I had my tummy tuck, my breast augmentation, and my arm lift.
Yeah, over at Alum.
At Alum, and I never smoked again, and it's been a year now, and I can't believe it. And it was this kind of shame spiral because I was always ashamed of it. And what triggered some of me thinking about this and deciding to talk about it on the air was that I put on one of my fall/winter coats.
An old coat?
And it smelled. And I went, wait, I haven't smoked.
It smelled like smoke?
Yeah, but hold on. I haven't smoked in a year. So I went, hold on. I washed these last winter multiple times. Why does this smell? And I realized it's just embedded in the coat.
Ooh.
So the zipper was broken. I've had this coat for 5 years. And I went, you know what? It's time to say goodbye. It's time. it felt good. I threw away away the coat that still, with how many washes, had some kind of smell stuck to it.
I don't want to jinx it, but you quit.
I quit. I'm done.
Like,
I'm done.
You haven't even had a craving. That's what blows it's my weird. Mind. Gee, if I don't drink something with sugar in it for over 24 hours, I'm like, sugar. Mm-hmm. I need some
start
azúcar.
Itching.
I start itching for sugar. Yeah. I can only imagine having an addiction like.
I don't know.
Ooh, you just gave me chills, bro. You quit. I'm proud of you, fam.
Well, you asked me how I started. You still haven't answered. Okay, so I was 17.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Mom, if you're listening. I was an athlete growing up. You know, I was in sports. So that wasn't something that would have even appealed to me.
Right.
But I remember one day on lunch, we went out my senior year in high school. We had off campus. And my naughty friend, Corey, she knows who she is.
Corey, we're pointing at you.
She was the one bad influence who I'm still friends with to this day. She had a cigarette and she's like, do you want to try one? I'm like, yeah, because I'm still curious. Even at this age, you could be like, you want to try something? Come here, little girl. And I'd be like, let me get in the van.
Free candy. No, stop
it. No. But she, and I remember I smoked a cigarette and I got that little tiny buzz you get.
Uh-huh, that lightheaded feeling when you go, oh.
And I went, oh. And then that was it. I started smoking them on lunch break, just one with my friend here and there.
Well, one here and there
and
turns into.
And I remember then I went to college, and that's where in the 90s, everybody was smoking in the dorms all day, every day.
Like inside,
it's disgusting inside. When I think about it in hindsight. But now, you know, everybody was smoking around me, so I ended up taking it on.
Right.
And that was how it kind of started, and then it just became a social thing. And then people, you know, we got it out of restaurants, thank goodness.
Outlawed it in a lot of places.
And I support that, because it's disgusting. I know it's disgusting. I knew what I was doing was disgusting. I just couldn't bring myself to stop. So, well,
and now with health advancements, we know secondhand smoke is very real and dangerous to those around you,
and
too.
And then I've got my kids, and I'm like, what am I doing? Because one, they can see this, you know, and this is, so they're very happy. We've talked about it a little. I said, are you guys happy that Mom quit? And they're like, yeah, you don't go outside, you don't smell, this is great. And we've had all that time back, you know?
You know something I didn't even think about? Mm. Part conditioning. You know, it was accepted. And of course, you don't ever imagine your children smoking, but if they were to have picked it up one day, who would you have blamed? Mm-hmm. What would you have said?
Myself.
Come on. Perfect timing, mother dad. Perfect timing.
I would have totally blamed myself for sure. So that's kind of where it was. And so I never, ever thought I'd be here. But here I am a year later, not even thinking about it, finally ready to talk about it. Because I hid it for so... I feel like that's the one thing I hid for so long that... For me, even if people saw me smoking if you were at a bar with me, you know, if I went outside with you, but
you weren't hiding.
But I was, for the most part, I would try to go hours.
Right.
I mean, it was like, guys would be like wondering why I'm bolting from dates because I needed to go smoke.
You wanted to get in the car and light up.
Think about all the ways it cut me off from my social interactions if people didn't know.
Because it was always in the back of your mind waiting for that time to go light.
Same thing with driving. I always wanted to drive so I could smoke.
The routine, I'll drive because then in my car, I do what I want.
I'll meet you there. Like all of that. Now I have a new car. It smells good. I mean, when I got a new car, that was like another reward to myself. Like it doesn't reek anymore. Nothing smells.
All of this makes so much sense. Oh, the pieces are falling together and it's a beautiful thing. I love it.
And I want to say, are you surprised, EZ? But you knew I did this because you worked with me for years. So you knew.
Well, I will tell you, I was surprised when I found out that you smoked.
Oh, really?
I would have never picked it out.
I was talking to a guy the other day and he's like, I just can't pin you as a smoker. Nope. Like most people wouldn't.
Even meeting you years back, you know what I'm saying?
You're surprised.
Like, right, because I would say you're a different person in a positive way. You're a different person now than who you were then. Not that you were bad then.
No,
but
I'm definitely way better now.
You've lived
a much
different
better
life.
Person, yeah.
Thank you. You've lived a different lifetime since then. Yeah. So seeing that and knowing you then, even then I was like, oh, what?
Allie smokes?
And it's not like I turned the corner and went, did you guys know Allie Fett smokes? But it was one of those things where I was like, huh. I would have never thought.
Right. Somebody texted in and said, I totally know what you're feeling. My husband and I smoked. He quit when he turned 35. I wasn't ready. I was a closet smoker for about 5 years, always chewing gum, sneaking outside, doing the countdown till nobody was around so I could have a smoke.
Wow.
I quit smoking 21 years ago. So glad you quit. Good for you. That's right. It runs your life. And that's where I started to get frustrated, where I had no control.
It becomes expensive.
And it's expensive.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, sure.
So, we know people that smoke to this day, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm not judging because I did for years, but
I don't know how to frame this question. How many cigarettes or how many packs maybe would you go through in like a day or a week?
It depends on the year.
At your peak. Let's go at your peak.
When I was the most stressed, probably I was buying them every day for sure. Or I was buying multiple packs to last me a few days because I didn't want to go to the gas station every day because I was embarrassed that I was buying them every day, even though they saw me regularly. They knew I smoked. I'd go in and buy cigarettes, but like I didn't. I was still like, I don't want them to know I'm buying them every day. I mean, that's how bad the shame went. That's how bad it went.
You go to different stores just to not see the same guy.
They're gonna think I'm chain smoking over here if I keep buying them.
Ali said, no, I'm buying them for a minor.
Never mind.
Not for me. These aren't for me.
It's for my kid. Just kidding.
Stop. So, stop it. Bad joke.
So that's it. I see all of your texts coming in, and I really appreciate it. And Kelly in Sussex said, I had a food addiction. I had to relearn to eat after weight loss surgery. I would hide food and was ashamed. It's been 4 years. I have not regained weight. Yes, hiding food. I used to do that. That's part of your food addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you hide it, but you definitely eat a lot more alone.
Yeah.
When you're in private, you eat more.
I stress eat like a mug. Mm-hmm. I got a food addiction I'm currently working on.
You, DZ.
I'll be honest, y'all. I do.
It is. It's fine. We all do. Somebody asked, do you ever get the urge when you're drinking? That's a great question.
Great question.
No.
And really?
That was why I was afraid to start drinking after my surgery, but I did, and I went, wow, this was interesting.
Bro,
never.
I get the urge when I'm drinking. What you talking about?
See? Never. That's why I said, did they hypnotize me when I went into surgery? I was convinced. I was like, how did I come out of this? And never, ever again.
Let me find out if Loom's doing more than just cosmetics over there.
DZ's getting a breast augmentation next.
just so they hypnotize me out of some of my bad habits. No, you know what? I'm going to get a BBL.
I'm going first. No, I'm just kidding. Well, there you go. I am done. I am glad I shared it. I feel better now, but that was my big secret. I feel like that's the only thing I've never shared on the air that I was ashamed of. Whether you knew about it or not, I was a closet smoker for years, but now I am smoke-free for a year now at least, and I am going to keep going.
Thank you for sharing. I think it means more to people than you realize.
Really?
Yeah. I guarantee you somebody's going right now, you know what? Me too.
I hope.
Let's find out.
All right. Yeah. Good luck.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.